Southkick's Hot Mic with Hunt and Withrow. Chad, one of the, well, many things that we would discuss this time of year, we're not going to be talking about the WNBA draft all that much, because the WNBA, Clay Travis tweeted this, after Outkick asked Dawn Staley whether men should be able to play women's basketball, the WNBA has refused to credential Outkick for their draft this week. Circling the wagons to make sure men can compete in women's athletics without criticism is legit incredible, but it's where we are. This is unbelievable to me, pulling credential access for the WNBA draft because of Dan Z and his question to Dawn Staley at the Final Four, which Dawn Staley chose to answer, albeit in her own way, but didn't just point to, well, I'm just focused on the game. I'm focused on the Final Four. She actually answered it, meaning that there are people who are willing to answer the question and don't need to be treated as if, you have to make sure from a PR standpoint that you're controlling the headlines and not allowing a coach to be asked anything, a player to be asked anything, a representative of your league to be asked anything regarding a very important issue and one that just still stuns us.
Yeah, it's complete horseshit is what it is, quite frankly. And I'm not going to hold back on this because it is not a league's place to withhold access because you don't like a question, especially because you don't like a question asked to somebody in college when you're the professional league and you're the WNBA. We're going to be so precious about our women's basketball celebrities as the WNBA that because Dawn Staley was asked a question that she wasn't even offended by and answered the day before she played in a national championship game, that to protect her, you're going to withhold access to Outkick? It's loser mentality is what it is. And I want someone else to hold their feet to the fire on this. Let's have some other media outlets pitch in here. Let's have Fox pitch in on this. Fox News, Fox Sports. It's bullshit. Someone else should say it too outside of Outkick. Someone else have Outkick's back on this because it's your access that's gone next. Just think about that for a second. If media doesn't pitch in and say, hey, that was a pretty thoughtful question that got an interesting response, and now they're going to withhold access to an event that I'm going to guess isn't going to be the most widely covered sporting event of the next few weeks, the WNBA draft. I know that interest is up with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in the draft, but give me a break. And someone else should cover it other than just awful announcing writing about it, and people should be outraged about it.
Yeah, and no one was really covering the Dan Z and Dawn Staley answer there. Plus,
and it's bullshit.
The WNBA is pointing to the fact that the deadline for credentials was missed by less than 24 hours, by the way.
Yeah.
3,000-person venue, and we're talking about sending one rider there.
Yeah. Now, I too would like to complain more about access that Hutton and I aren't granted at times when we apply for things right here in this town.
Yeah.
But I'm told to refrain from that because, well, they're only doing this for so many outlets and this and that. I would like to be outraged also, but I have self-control and I don't show the outrage that I would love to about certain places like the SEC.
Right, but their credentials were granted in that case, at least some.
Yeah, they need to grant more.
Oh, they do.
I've seen these events, and there's not too many media.
But in
this
case, there's not one credential granted.
I'd like to tell places like the SEC or other conferences, maybe not give 24 credentials out to the hometown media covering the big basketball school in your conference, and a lot for, I don't know, three or four more to the national outlet that's right there in the city where you're having your event. That would be good business and a good way to do business with media partners that have covered you and done a lot for you over the years. That's just the way I would approach it. And I would say the same for the WNBA. Whatever's going to be asked by an Outkick reporter at the WNBA draft is probably going to be more widely viewed and read than 95% of the coverage of this draft. So stop withholding access because you don't like a question to a college basketball coach.
Well,
that's,
think about it,
loser behavior.
But just even comparing SEC, which is also just BS, to the WNBA here, we had Glenn Gilbo in the locker room with Brandon Miller with all that saga going on during the SEC tournament a year and a half ago. And, you know, credentials weren't pulled a year later. You know what I mean? In this case, it's a question to a championship-winning coach, the unbeaten South Carolina women's basketball program. And Dawn Staley actually pausing to think about how she would answer said question. And now the WNBA noticing this. And also, by the way, Clay didn't mention this, but Clay's also put the $1 million offer out there.
Yeah.
For the high school men's team to compete against the women's team.
It's also what Glenn Gilbo asked to Brandon Miller, legitimate question, mm-hmm. and one that's going to upset all the Alabama people and whatever, don't care.
Right.
What Dan Z asked, Dawn Staley, legitimate question, got a legitimate answer, going to piss off all of women's basketball apparently, don't care. It should not stop the institution from granting media access for that. Now, on the flip side, if Barstool is going to go and stage an impromptu protest in the lobby of NFL headquarters over a Tom Brady suspension, then yeah, I can kind of see where the NFL might come back and say, we're going to limit your access to certain events, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're still showing it's a little crazy when they're also trying to kick them out of buying a ticket to events and going that far with it. But there's different levels of this. If I saw OutKick showing up and staging a huge elaborate protest and disrupting the draft with people that were granted access, and then they came back and said, all right, now you no longer get a credential, okay, you know, fair is fair at that point. But because a legitimate question was asked and answered by Dawn Staley, and credit to her, even though I don't agree with her, she gave an answer, she thought about it, and she answered it and didn't get overly upset. Now OutKick doesn't have access to WNBA events. Whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, this is par for the course on trying to not have comment or conversation about the transgender in women's sports issue. It's not about whether or not, you know, you denounce the decision. This is about just competition.
Yeah. Where
And the WNBA, what... You know, you have a man drafted in the league. You think that's not going to be covered years from now?
Yeah, I'd like to throw out, I know OutKick's going to cover this and cover our part of the story
say
on this
again.
And talk about it. Where are the Protect Journalists with a capital J people on this? Because it's very easy when Donald Trump is talking about fake news for all the media to band together and say, we better start producing documentaries about the good work journalists do, and we better protect journalism, and Meryl Streep can take to the stage and receive an award for acting and talk about protecting journalism, and we got to look out for our journalists all over the place. And when journalists are asking journalistic questions that get a response about an issue, then those journalists are denied access to future events. Step up. Even if you disagree with the platform, step up. It's all the same. Do you want access or not? Even if you agree or disagree with the questions being asked, that's journalism. That's reporting. It's asking tough questions, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. So join the fight. If you're going to fight on that, fight on this too. That's my message to everyone.
David, do we know, is it Dan Z we're going to send? Do we know? Is it WBA draft? Is that probably? Was that the plan?
They were trying to get Dan Z and potentially Charlie, I believe.
Okay, yeah, because it takes place in New York, which I had to look up. I didn't know where they were doing the draft, where Caitlin Clark will be drafted number one overall.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Are they going to try to silence Angel Reese whenever she agrees or disagrees with something, or Caitlin Clark for that matter, when she agrees or disagrees with a question asked to her? Absolutely not.
Well, and it lowers my opinion of the whole industry when others don't get outraged about this.
Right.
Because we can scream into a microphone all we want, but it's about our company. So people might care. This might get clipped. It might get shown on YouTube. It might get shown on X. And then people that follow OutKick are going to click like and say, yeah, I agree with that. I'd love for others to pick up the baton here and talk about it also, because it is important, because you're next. And just because you're next isn't on the same wavelength of whatever OutKick's talking about or writing about, it doesn't matter when it's flipped on its head and then a league doesn't like whatever question you're asking.
Right.
And then you're going to want others to join in and cover it also because you're being denied access. That's my solemn plea to media everywhere.
Yeah, man, you have awful announcing that's picked it up. you know, that's mentioning what Clay has put out there on Twitter. But again, no credentialed access. As Clay says, based on the question that Dan Z, a fair one, asked Don Staley at the Final Four recently.
I'm reading the awful announcing story right now, and it says Travis seemingly implied that the credentials were denied after his outlet had asked whether men should be able to play women's basketball in the lead up to the women's Final Four and national championship game. And I'm reading Clay's tweet, and it's not seemingly, that's what he said.
Well, that's what he said, but then they go on to say that the deadline had passed. That's what the WNBA said.
Yeah.
Again, whatever. Within hours, you know. I don't know when the deadline was.
With or without OutKick in attendance, all eyes in Brooklyn across the nation will be on Iowa's Caitlin Clark as the Indiana Fever.
Let's go ahead and put in a credential request
for the top spot at Monday's WNBA draft.
We don't miss that deadline.
I mean, Dan Dockich is right down the road. He needs to cover Caitlin Clark's debut.
Well, I mean, hopefully we'll still send people outside of the Brooklyn Academy of Arts or whatever it's called, where they're doing
the metropolitan, the metro areas.
No, wherever they're doing the draft.
Do you think that Caitlin Clark is going to have 22,000 people show up like Mark Pope did for his press conference for the Indiana Fever? She might. She might be able to pull it off.
I'm sure. I mean, she'll have more than 22,000 watching.
If you had a free event for Caitlin Clark introductory pep Presser? Rally in Indiana?
Absolutely, they will.
I bet they could, whatever the field house is called now there.
What do you think the attention will be for Rick Pitino returning to Lexington to face off against Mark Pope? They've agreed to a home-and-home. Kentucky and St. John's.
Pretty quickly, Rick Pitino puts out that video
Mock.
Saying why you should back Mark Pope. And they get on the phone, get on the horn.
Athletes.
And they set up a home-and-home. We'll continue doing our bad Rick Pitino impressions. They set up the home. Porcini. they get the home-and-home done. St. John's going to Lexington this upcoming season. Kentucky returning the favor at Madison Square Garden the following season.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs, the play-in tournament's underway. It's going to be.
Is it?
It's about to be, yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah, I believe they play tonight.
You mean I got NBA playoff hoops?
Okay. Yeah, they announced it yesterday.
NBA playoff hoops in full swing.
You do, but you're not going to have the stars. Like Giannis is apparently missing the first round. You have the ratings, which are low anyway right now for the NBA. Of course, they've got their rights deal that they're negotiating, which will expire at the end of next season. Here's the NBA and Adam Silver trying to capitalize on their biggest momentum of their year, because that's when we actually start paying attention to the play, and really not even for a couple of rounds into the playoffs. It's going to be rough, especially whenever you have all the leads that have been given up in recent weeks, even by some of the best teams. And it's the back-and-forth blowouts that we've seen this year. That's par for the course of the regular season, but it could be the par for the course in the postseason, at least early on.
I'm going to give it 5 minutes.
Lopsided.
I'm going to give it 5 minutes. I'm going to tune into one of these games. I'm going to give it 5 minutes, and if I'm compelled to watch more, I will.
They have two
to the play-in portion,
records.
I will tune in when the actual tournament starts, but to the play-in portion, I'm going to give each game 5 minutes. And I'll report back, and I'll tell you what I watch. I may even take notes and tell you what I see over those 5 minutes. Things that jump out good or bad to me.
Don't watch the
play-in.
The East. Don't watch the Eastern Conference. Giannis is out. You've got Joel Embiid, who's injured. And your top stars there are out.
Okay. I'm going to watch all of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give a little bit of all of it, and I'll report back.
Chad, do you know the number one seeds?
The number one seeds in the... I know that the Oklahoma City Thunder are the number one seed in the West.
Yes.
I'm going to guess the Boston Celtics are the number one seed in the East.
And we appreciate you.
Yes.
Boston Celtics.